Blog Talk Radio. What have the dollar in your heart for? Is that the wolf I devotion? My brother, the one that you run out to the bar. You got the life, you got the power, son.
B.I.G. Oh, God. Whoa. Okay, ain't nobody fucking with my click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mug, mug. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want the, they want the. Baby, I see. Oh, God. Do whatever I say. My block behind me like I'm coming out the driveway. It's Friday from Friday to next Friday. I've been up straight for 9 days. I need a Friday. Yeah. She try and give me that poop tang. I might let my crew bang. My crew deeper than Wu-Tang. I'm rolling with my girl, you know my crew name. You know 2 Chainz. I'm pulling up in that Bruce Wayne, but I'm a villain, man. They kneeling when I'm walking in the building. Freaky women, I be feeling from the bank accounts. I'm feeling what a feeling. Aw, oh, man, they gotta feel. Young player from the D, that's killing everything that he see for the go. Click, 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 God, click, click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom, mom. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad.
Talking beef, and I'm talking me. Yeah, I'm talking boss. I ain't talking police. Your money too short, you can't be talking to me. Yeah, I'm talking LeBron. We ballin' our family tree. With music, drug dealing, cousin, ain't nothing with we. Me, turn that 62 to 125, 125 to a 250. 250 to a half a man, ain't nothing nobody could do with me. Now who with me? Romanos, call me Hov or Hefe. Translation, least that's what my neck say. Least that's what my check say. Lost my homie for a decade. Break it down for like 12 years, ain't hugging son since second grade. He never told. Who we gon' tell? We top of the totem pole. It's the dream team, meet the spring team. And all our eyes tweening only means one thing. You ain't fucking with the click.
Click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom, mom. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. Break records to Louis, ate breakfast to Gucci. My girl a superstar, all from a home movie. Bad on our arrival, the un-American idols. When niggas in pairs, got them hanging off the Eiffel. Yeah, I'm talking business, we talking CIA. I'm talking George Tenet, I seen him the other day. He asked me about my Maybach, think he had the same. Except my tenant, and it might have been rented. You know white people, get money, don't spend it. Or maybe they get money by business. I'd rather buy 80 gold chains and go ignorant. I know Spike Lee gon' kill me, but let me finish. Blaming on a pigment, we live in no limits. Them gold masterpiece ceilings was just a figment of our imagination. MTV Cribs, now I'm looking at a crib right next to where DC lives. That's Tom Cruise, whatever she accused. He wasn't really drunk, he just had fruit bruise. Pass the refreshments, a cool, cool beverage. Everything I do need a new cruise present. See those swerve, homie, watch out for the waves. I'm way too black to burn from sun rays. So I just meditate at the home in Pompeii about how I could build a new Rome in one day. Every time I'm in Vegas, they dreaming like he's Elvis. But I just want to design hotels and nail it. It's real, got me feeling Israelian like Bar Raphael or Giselle. No, that's Brazilian. Went through deep depression when my mama passed. Suicide, what kind of talk is that? But I've been talking to God for so long. I asked you, look at my life. I guess he's talking backwards. What's with my click? Ain't nobody fresher than my mom, mom. Click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click. And all these bad, bad men, they want the. They want the. They want the.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? You got your boy Fat Man up in here coming to you live and direct, 2:05 p.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. I would like to welcome you to the Unsigned Hype Show, all right, hosted by your boy Fat Man. You know what I'm saying? What's going on, everybody? Big shout out to everybody that's been tuning in. Big shout out to all my local artists out there that's been tuning in and everything, you know what I'm saying, doing their damn thing out there, you know what I mean? Your boy Fat Man has been busy networking with a lot of these artists, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my man Khalil Brown, Papa Dad. He out there doing his damn thing, you know what I'm saying? And we got a lot of stuff going on, y'all. We got a lot of things coming up. Of course, you know, we're still trying to push some of these concerts and everything like that. Of course, if you don't know, the BHM Awards is going to be in full effect August 17th. You know what I'm saying? Live out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Hosted by your boy, yours truly, hosted by your boy Fat Man. You know what I'm saying? So your boy Fat Man is up for a bunch of awards, you know, Entertainment of the Year. You know, we will definitely be in the mix with DJ Fats. You know, big shout out to him, you know what I'm saying? And the BHM Awards, the 2013 BHM Awards is honoring the big handsome men for business, industry, music, communities, fathers, and mentors, all right? So that's basically what this BHM Awards is about. It's about honoring us big fellas, you know what I'm saying? And, you know what I mean, making sure that we get the recognition that we so deserve. You know what I'm saying? So we got that going on. Big shout out to everybody that's been keeping track of me and everything. You know what I'm saying? You know, of course, like I said, my man Papa Dad. Of course, my man Jeremy Lin. You know what I'm saying? Diva D. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my girl Honey Dip. You know what I mean? She's supposed to be out here. They got the BBW Fan Fest going on this weekend. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of stuff going on out here in Las Vegas, you know what I mean? So y'all make sure y'all stay locked on, stay locked in. You know, we're going to have a couple of local cats calling us today. You know, hopefully I put out the word, you know what I'm saying? And hopefully they'll be calling us today. Big shout out to my man Da Vinci, you know what I'm saying? He's been out there doing a lot, you know what I'm saying? So right now we're going to keep it pushing, you know what I'm saying, y'all? And I'd like to welcome y'all once again to the Unsigned Hype Show, you know what I'm saying? I'm your host, Fat Man, and I just want y'all to sit back and enjoy the ride, y'all. So here we go right now with our first unsigned artist, you know what I'm saying? My man Shooter Mac with Intro coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. Anybody want to talk to me can hit me up at 347-884-8810, 347-884-8810, and we'll be back after this song with our topic of the day. You're listening to Unsigned Hype Radio. I am your host, the Fat Man, Detroit's finest, 313 in the building. Let's go.
Yeah. Life EMT. Shoot a Mac. It's my turn now. Let me talk to him for a minute. Let's go. Yeah. They say the ladies love Shooter Mac. Catch me riding in the Lex coupe or the Cadillac. Yeah, they be like, man, you got your swagger back. Tell them style jackets come around and they swagger jack. You other rappers hella cabbage patch. Me a Tootsie Roll, smooth flow, no acrobat. Yeah, they say the one and only Mac is back. Fresh from my head to my toes, no cracker jack. And she on my hip like a fanny pack. I don't wanna stick it, if I do, you won't get her back. And she know you other niggas have to Mac. Me, I get live, no camera, but I'm action packed. Yeah, they be like, Shooter, why you packing that? Cause I don't trust these hoes. Keep calm, this boy in hella max. And for all you haters acting salty jack, pump a leaf him up, no bounce, call it hacky sack. Yeah, I put it down on the kitty cat. Sweat from the sex, skin slap, sound like pity fat. You niggas too silly jack, spitting hella old ball. Passing the hood, boy, me I got a gold car. Fuck boy, I go dummy hard, hoes going loco. Lyrics bring the pain, got the game in the choco. Out in Acapulco, fucking with them foreign bras. Blowing hella drope, brim low in my foreign car. I fuck with them porn stars, groupies and the misfits. Born in the fade, so you know I'm on some pimp shit. Niggas get a big whiff, cryptochrona cutter like, and a light lean, so I'm fucking with that purple Sprite. You niggas ain't living life, me I'm trying to cash a check. Extra mouth to feed, so excuse me if I'm spazzing, man. You niggas ain't got the plan, you can check the context. This the new West, first and 10, no option. Goon and a goblin, and I'm making hoes down. If you want your wife, then I suggest don't bring that hoe round. I could go a whole round, tossing out all kind of balls. Swagger like my dick, and my stomach's all kinds of large. I know I be spurging hard, gotta kick my feet up. Chain in the winter, hella cold like the freezer. I be on them beaches, shorts and a beater. Chubby ass nigga, but these hoes wanna freak them. I be messing sheets up, girls love my swagger, man. Niggas always hate, so what? I'm cashing in, these tracks I be damaging. Got me looking good now, ain't gotta keep a banger. Get love in the hood now, I be gripping wood now. Women fuck me good now, still stay strapped, all black. Hoodie down, no I ain't a dope boy, I'm a corporate thug bitch. And life ENT, pick me up, be chilling shit. Gone.
Cadillac a whack. Club jams packed, worldwide impact. Hugs and dabs exchange. My claim to fame went from no flame to a household name. 300,000 strong, now that's a claim. My swagger matters, I own my own masters. Greener pastures, eating from platinum platters. Coastal exposure, haters need closure. Introducing the chaos after they be tortured. Murder with a pen, ears wide open. Haters try to spit and just end up choking. I'm giving them the chronic, boosting mics, still smoking. Roasting like Lucisabe, making music history. Got them scratching their head like it's a mystery.
Major love, word of mouth, my face, they major plug. Selling in these streets like a legal drug. Cartel on these beats, drawing major blood. Street cred, self-made, got next. I'm just turning head, break a million necks. Write my own check, deposit my own bank. Tony Soprano with hip-hop, rolling like a tank. sky. Yeah, you're in the hood like skyscrapers. Jokes driving my wit over paper haters. Making offers that you can't refuse. Planting $1 million seeds in my family room. Through this job, big chase like soundscape. Bears, bugs, operations, and slithered like snakes. I shoot them like Jordan and raise the stakes. I'm a boss like Ross, moving major weight.
Right now, shine later. Right now, shine later. Right now, shine later. And I'm gonna grind to get my shine on. Right now, shine later. Right now, shine later. Right now, shine later. And I'm gonna grind to get my shine on.
Yeah, y'all, what's going on? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. That was, first song was my man Shooter Mac, and that was the intro, Las Vegas unsigned artist. And the next artist was my man Da Vinci. We got into Mr. Swagtastic, and that was Grind Now and Shine Later. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to my man Da Vinci out there doing it real big, y'all. You know what I'm saying? He's been shooting me his music, and I told him that I was going to get him on the air and get him on the radio show and everything like that. So, you know, Fat Man tries to keep his word with a little bit of everybody, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. You know, we just trying to really get this unsigned artist community up and popping, you know what I mean? We really need to try and stick together. And that's one of the topics for today is to, we're going to talk about getting these shows together and people coming out supporting these shows. I know I just seen a post by my man, my dude Khalil Brown, and they're talking about canceling the Volume 10 concert in September the 13th due to low ticket sales and et cetera, et cetera. We're going to get into that in a little bit and everything because, you know, I do have a, I do have something to say about that, and I'm going to speak my mind on it and this, that, and the other. Hope I don't piss nobody off, but then again, this is my show, Unsigned Hype Show, and this is where we learn, and this is how we network. And this is where we learn by our mistakes, all right? So, you know, big shout out there to my man Jeremy Lin that's out there trying to put this show together, who's been putting together a lot of shows and everything like that, been very successful, been trying to bring a lot of local artists on board to open up for these shows and perform, et cetera, et cetera. It's just that in this unsigned artist community, you know, we still have the artists that think they've already made it. We still have the artist that has the big head, so forth and so on. So we're going to get into that in just a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, you know, your boy Fat Man is involved in so much. You know, August 11th and the 13th, I will be out there in San Diego, Chula Vista, California, doing it real big with my man Vic VSP, you know what I'm saying, and everything. You know, he's doing his darn thing out there and everything. I had to give it to him, you know what I'm saying. So big shout out to my man Vic out there out there doing it. You know what I'm saying. He has a show every weekend. So you unsigned artists, make sure that you link up with Vic. All right, he has venues, he's doing shows, everything like that. I mean, it is endless. It is endless, you know what I'm saying? So y'all make sure y'all go out there and support Vic, get on his shows, everything like that, you know what I'm saying? This is what we call networking, all right? You know what I mean? And, you know, sometimes I'll be wanting to speak on stuff because, you know, I see a lot of BS going on in this music industry, on Facebook, things like that, you know what I'm saying? We got a lot of guys out here perpetrating the fraud, like they got it going on and they're doing it so big and they it's just, you know, they just through the roof with it, you know what I'm saying? Well, today we're going to address some of those. We're going to address some of that. You know what I'm saying? right now, Fat Man getting hit from every which way on his Facebook. But listen, y'all, we're going to be right back. Right now, I'm going to get into my man Black Donnie 66 and my man Gino Capone. And it's called Cocaine, y'all, right here on Unsigned Hype Radio, y'all. This is the Unsigned Hype Show with your boy Fat Man, y'all. Let's go.
Yeah. Bye bye. 702 Empire, baby. SMCG. Yeah. Yeah. It was just another smile day. Running with the outlaws like a dolphin. And if the boys catch me, it won't stop me. So see what a honey do and how the block play. We a situation. Sick of goon on you, really hate ya. Turn you up and bake ya. I'm John going in every category. I was raised, no grind, no glory. Only speak the truth, true story. So all that shit you kicking bore me. You still flying, I'm soaring. And Mr. Torn, getting interstate paper, indulging and blowing. Yeah, my paper straight, the fuck you ain't knowing. I graduated like a college kid, Skeleton, I'm on them. I'm slanging game in different continents, call it my moment. It's SMCG, they don't want it. And I'm matching all my opponents, bye bye. I learned from the coldest in the game. And love three times, 41 is gotta rain. Yuck mouth, Tech 9 and Scarface. Cocaine rules every day, man. I hear it calling in the air of a silent night. Slide walking in the pale moonlight. Higher than life, I done took flight, whoa. I'm not coming down, yeah, watch me go. Sideways, even if the truck will drive. And I pray, believe you're busy with me when I fly by. Fuck it, I'm here in honcho, double fisted. Under my radar poncho, I hit him when he least expect it. Benny Blanco, brutally disrespected, knock him off pronto. It's my bro, like Kid Ink or Lil Wayne. Big Tech, your name, smile like the cash game. Gino Capone, your majesty, and Rose Killeen. 702 Empire, nigga. And family over everything, why, why? I learned from the coldest in the game. And love three times, 41 is out of range. Yuck mouth, Tech 9 is far fake. Cocaine rules every day, man.
Smoking blunt with you, and it's true.
Hype Show. It's your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. That was my dude, my man Black Donnie 6600 and Gino Capone in Cocaine. And then that was my man Black Donnie 6600 and Double O in Town Biz. Y'all know how we do. We getting it in out here. Big shout out to everybody that's checking in. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my man Da Vinci. We played him earlier. You know what I'm saying? We played Swantastic and Grind Now or Shine Later. You know what I'm saying? And that's what the Unsigned Hype Show is about, y'all. You know, we try and give the unheard artists, the unsigned artists, a voice. We try and give them a platform. We try and give them a spot where they can come and they can be in rotation, where their fan base can hear them, where they can network, et cetera, et cetera. You know what I'm saying? And that's basically what it's all about. It's about networking. It's about getting out there, being seen, being heard the best way you possibly can. I know I've been going to a lot of open mic nights lately around Las Vegas and everything. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to all the open mic nights and everything that's around Vegas and a lot of stuff. You know, you see at these open mic nights, you know, you get to you hear and you see a lot of stuff, you know what I'm saying? One thing you don't hear and you don't see, and that's one thing, and I've always talked about it, and y'all know I do, is you don't see a lot of unity at these open mic nights, you know what I'm saying? We get people that come to these open mic nights. Some of these open mic nights are unorganized. They don't have a foundation. There is no organization. A lot of these open mic nights, they are letting a lot of these artists get up on stage and bang they street shit, you know. Don't get me wrong. Hey, you know, I like rap music and everything like that. I'm just not a gangbanger, and when I go out to go see open mic nights and go see shit, I don't want to see that shit. I don't even want to hear it, because everybody don't bang. Everybody doesn't belong to a set or a crew or a clique or something like that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to keep it strictly 600 with a lot of you artists out here. A lot of these promoters don't want to hear that shit, okay? They don't want to hear Blood and Crip and all of that shit and this, that, and the other and everything. You know what I'm saying? When I was coming up in the game and doing shows and this, that, and the other, we left that shit outside the door. You know what I mean? We left it outside the door. We left that for the mixtapes. We left that for other things. When I'm up in the club, all you're going to hear from Fat Man is club music. We gonna party. We gonna pop bottles. I want the girls up shaking their ass. You know what I'm saying? I want the fellas to get their Mac game on and put the pimp hand down strong. You know what I'm saying? But all of this banging and gun busting and all of that, man, this shit is starting to get old. It's really starting to get old. You know what I'm saying? And it's getting to where it's drawing a certain crowd. You know what I'm saying? What happened to the rap artists that can get up there and tell a story with their song? What happened to the rap artists that can get up there and make it fun with their performance? What happened to the rap artists that can get up there, you know what I'm saying, and hold a crowd's attention? This is what I'm talking about. A lot of these shows I go to, a lot of you artists aren't even holding the crowd's attention. And I could name names, but there's no need for me to name names. You know who you are. All I'm just saying is when you come to Fat Man and you're trying to get on the Unsigned Hype Show, your shit better be correct and your shit better be tight. Only reason why I'm talking this way today is because I need to get this point across, because I deal with a lot of unsigned artists. I deal with a lot of promoters and things like that. And, you know, it's time to take this game to the next. Everybody asks me, well, Fat Man, what you want to do, or what you want to this, and what you want to that, and everything. It's time to take the game to the next level. It's time to change the game. The only way we can change the game is change ourselves first. It's the only way we can change the game. We got to change ourselves first. Y'all can think about that. Y'all can ponder on that. But first off, we're going to get into my first caller. This man is doing a lot around Vegas. You know what I'm saying? He's been handling his business and stuff like that. He had certain nights going on. You know, one of his biggest nights is Recess that goes on up there at the Hard Rock. If I'm not mistaken, every Thursday night. Every Thursday and Wednesday night. Recess that goes on. He has all the artists come in. They come in, they do their thing. You know what I'm saying? He buys drinks. He's popping bottles. He's doing it all. You know what I'm saying? And he's making a difference in the community and everything. And I just wanted to make sure that I bring him on the show so I could talk to him, ask him some questions. Maybe you guys need to ask him some questions and get to learn about him a little more better than what you probably see out in the club. So with no further ado, ladies and gentlemen, and everybody that's listening worldwide here on the Unsigned Hype Show, I would like to introduce to you the super promoter out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And that's just my own analysis, and I put that title on him because of the respect that I have for him. I want to introduce everybody to my man, Sly Cat. Sly Cat, you on the line?
What's happening? What's happening?
What's going on, man?
You
good, man? What's going on with?
Man, I feel good. I feel really good. You know, I'm excited. You know, about what's going on,
I think a lot of good things are about to take form,
my brother.
Right. Well, like I said, man, it is an honor to have you on the show. I'm glad you are finally here. First of all, I just want to, show my love and this, that, and the other, man. I know you've been going through some things for the last couple of weeks and everything like that. And you and I both know God only puts you through only what you can handle. You know what I'm saying?
Just from Fat Man and
the Unsigned Hype family over here at Jama Records and Jama Studios, man, we got your back, man. We love you. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you need us, we are here for you, all right?
I really appreciate that, my brother. Really appreciate it.
Man, it's no problem.
Yeah, it's been a rough couple of weeks, man, you know?
Yeah, I know. I know it has, man. But you're still here. You're still grinding it out. You're still doing your thing. You're still going down. Recess is in full effect. You know what I'm saying? So, listen, I'm going to shut up for a minute because I know I can run my mouth and this, that, and the other. I'm going to let you introduce yourself and tell everybody what it is that you do and who you are.
Right. Well, basically, you know, my name is Sly Cat. I'm a hip-hop artist foremost. I'm an up-and-coming hip-hop artist. And, you know, I've been in Vegas for about 4 or 5 years now. And basically, you know, I'm just really trying to, you know, bring the movement to the city where we can, you know, all unite and do things together, you know, just to make things a lot more easier for everybody. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
If I know 100
right.
people and you know 100 people, now we both know 200 people. You know,
right.
it's real
right.
simple. It's real simple logic. So, you know, we do this thing every Wednesday night at recess at the Hard Rock, and it's just a wonderful atmosphere. Fat Man, you know, everybody, you know, showing love, and,
right.
you know, we got the bottles popping off, and everybody's just networking
right.
and stuff like that. And it's
right.
in a
right.
major casino, so it's a good look for
yes,
all
is.
The artists that are trying to do
yes,
their thing.
Now, on that note, what you just spoke on, yeah, everybody, every Wednesday night he's at the Hard Rock, you know what I'm saying? It goes down, it's called Recess. Basically, he has a spot to where he's giving unsigned artists a chance of giving them a chance to shine, a chance to network, a chance to express their creativeness in their music and everything like that. The question I want to ask you, Sly Cat, and like I said, you know, just roll with me and this, that, and the other, but I need you to be totally honest and everything like that. Are you feeling that, because I know you have a couple of venues and a couple of spots that you do things at, do you feel that today's artists that you're dealing with now and these new and up-and-coming cats, or if I can say, if I can use the term, these new and up-and-coming Sly Cats, you know what I'm saying, that's up in the game
right.
and this, that, and the other, do you feel that they're starting to take what you're doing for granted?
You know what? I think you have some that might, but overall, I think the majority of these artists that I've been dealing with, I think we've hit a breaking point. Like, and that breaking point is where reality sits in. That if we can't come together, if we can't figure this out for everybody to push our career further and get to the next level, then we need to start looking for a new career. So I think that,
right.
you know, the urgency, you can feel the urgency there. And I think that, you know, artists are starting to realize that this is the only way that we're going to make it happen. I mean, this is how Atlanta did their thing. This is how New York did their thing. This is how L.A. did their thing. You know, definitely, I'm originally from Miami, so I was there during that whole movement when Khaled and Rick Ross and Kool & Dre, who I used to work with, when all that movement started to build, it only started to build once those artists start being in the same studio rooms together and being in the same venues
right.
and performing together, you know, and that's when it really took off. So I think that, you know, we've seen enough example of what needs to be done. We've seen the blueprint of what needs to be done. Now, you do have some artists that may take things for granted, but
mm-hmm.
those – they get weaved out in the process because we don't need that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I don't really focus on that because at the end of the day, the ones that take it for granted are the ones that are not going to make it.
Right. Exactly. Do you feel that another question that I want to ask you, and this and the other, and most of these questions are going to be about, you know, we're going to try and cover, you know, get some of these artists. I got your man Chops on the other line. Big shout out to Chops. You know, he's on the other line and everything. Just sit tight, Chops, and soak up some of this knowledge, player. This is nutritious for you. You know, this is nutritious
Big
for
Chops.
All you artists out there. You know what I'm saying? So you got Fat Man and Sly Cat. We really about to drop some shit on y'all right about now. You know what I'm saying? This is the chop it up corner, you know what I mean, of the show. So
right.
y'all make sure y'all pull out y'all pencils and pads, you know what I mean, and get some of this. But what I want to know, man, is this is what I want to know, and this is just a personal question because I've been wanting to interview you for so long, and this, that, and the other, especially when we finally met. So it's a good thing that we got you on the show. This is the question that I've been wanting to ask you: why is it? And I know that's fucked up grammar, but anyway, why is it that the artists do their street music more than come with club music? We're in a club atmosphere. We're partying. Sly Cat, you popping bottles. You making sure everybody drinking. You making sure everybody having a good time. Do you not think that sometimes most of the music that is performed at some of your venues and this, that, and the other puts a damper on the situation at that moment and at that time, because a lot of times don't nobody want to hear about what went wrong with your homeboy while y'all had to bust at these jokers and this, that, and the other. Or you get the R&B singer up there that can't really sing R&B, but God bless her soul, or God bless his soul, they're trying to get up there and do it. Do you not think that the focus is not put enough on the club atmosphere these days?
You know, to be honest with you, that's a really good question. And honestly, I mean, we got to look at it like this. First, I mean, we know it's a given that, honestly, Las Vegas, the city of Las Vegas, really don't want that hip-hop stuff in these major venues, especially when you're talking about Hard Rock or any major casino. And even some of the dive bars, they don't want that, you know? And unfortunately, we had some incidents where there was some violent incidents that was attached to hip hop, and we've gotten a bad rap for it, you know?
I
think that with us knowing that, with us having the knowledge that this is the case, that we're up against such a heavy force of people that is just hating on what we're trying to do, then we got to know that, okay, in order for us to beat these people, we're going to have to out-slick them. We're going to have to out-sly them, no pun intended, in their game, and bring our A game to these venues. And don't be scared to do your club stuff. Don't be scared to do your radio stuff. You know, because in all honesty, you know, I got some street stuff, you know. And I'm sure, you know, most artists that are in hip-hop, you know, that come from the streets obviously got street stuff. But at the same time, man, we got to know when to use it. It's like playing chess. We got to strategize our moves. There's a time and place to do that, and there's a time and place not to do it. Like, I'll give you an example. Like, me getting the Hard Rock Casino, when I sent the proposal to the GM, I had to word that proposal a certain way
know
that I was going to be bringing in all these hip-hop artists. They had idea.
So
they had no clue of what I was really going to do.
Right.
You know,
so you had to bring it under the radar. You had to bring it up under the radar.
I had to bring it underneath the radar. Right, exactly. So, you know, I had to come to them and be like, all right, well, you know, this night is going to be cool. It's just going to be a little pretty showcase. You know, we might have a couple of hip-hop artists. You know, but my initial plan was, I knew what I wanted to do. I wanted to make this a gateway for all the hip-hop artists out in Las Vegas. But, you know, it disappoints me. It disappoints me that sometimes when I do bring artists there and I tell them don't curse or don't bring your musical content, make sure that it's appropriate for the venue that we've selected the night. They don't honor that. I look bad. Now I got casino shift managers on the casino floor sending emails to the president, saying, hey, we need to get Slycat's Recess out of this venue because we're hearing this guy saying mother what or, you know, this and that.
You can say motherfucker, they say motherfucker, bitch, and all of that.
Okay,
and
enough,
and let's ride, let's smoke, and let's bang, and this, that, and the other. I've been to your shows. I've seen them. Now, don't get me wrong. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me recap on this if you're just tuning in. You know, we're sitting here talking with my man Slycat. You know, Slycat has venues in Las Vegas to where he has, you know, where cats can come out and perform and everything like that. Now, the one venue that I went to that I could see that going on is at the Bar 702.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to
them. Right.
You know, and everything, but like you said, you know, you guys, you artists, you got to bring your A game every time. Just because Slycat is one of the homies in the hood, you know what I'm saying, and everything, and you know him, still treat him as a professional promoter, venue promoter, et cetera, et cetera. Still make sure that you present yourself to him in a professional manner. This is why we get what we get, and this is why he has to start handpicking artists to perform now because of these incidents and things like that. You know what I'm saying? I see the Wednesday night. It was about to be a big to-do because old boy took his shirt off. You know what I'm saying? And when old boy took his shirt off, seemed like everybody wanted to take their shirt off. And I was watching the staff of the bar actually run around crazy, like they didn't know what to do.
And how to approach that.
You know what I'm saying? And you guys gotta really listen to my man Sly Cat, because like he said, they don't want us up in there to begin with. He had to submit a proposal. You guys, a lot of you artists don't even know about what we go through to submit these proposals, who we have to sit down and talk to and schmooze and rub elbows with and this, that, and the other. We basically put our necks and our nuts on the line for you unsigned artists just so you can get your 5 minutes of fame sometime.
Mm-hmm.
And
true
then
indeed.
Sometimes you still, and a lot of you artists still want to turn around and tell a person like Sly Cat or a person like me, Fat Man, to kiss your ass after we didn't put ourselves on the line for you. Now, that makes a person like Sly Cat and a person like me start thinking, going, you know what? To hell with y'all. I'm going to start thinking about myself and putting myself on.
Right. Well, you know
what I'm saying?
And just hey, Fat Man, just to interject, like, you know, that incident
mm-hmm.
with the, you know, with my good friend of mine, you know, a homie
mm-hmm.
of mine,
right.
that took his shirt off, and
uh-huh.
you know, I've had conversations with him,
mm-hmm.
and he knows what it is, and you know,
right.
when you're in that major casino and you feeling that love and the bottles are popping and the atmosphere is right, sometimes you get in the moment and you get excited, but I just
yeah.
think that, you know, we really have to understand that this is a business. You know, and this ain't a house party. You know what I'm saying? Like, this
right.
ain't a house party. There's so much red tape that had to be cut to make this happen. And they
mm-hmm.
are dying. And the funny thing
yeah.
about it now, when you look at the Hard Rock and you look at what I'm doing with this whole thing, Recess, and this showcase that we do, is that it's really not wild. It's not crazy. Everybody is civilized. You know, everybody is tame. Now, they got a party call Rehab, and that's more crazier than what I'm doing, but
mm-hmm.
here's the difference. I think y'all know the difference between that party and the party that I'm doing, so
right.
I'm not gonna go in detail, but
right.
so us
right.
knowing that, we know that we got to bring our game 10 times better than everybody else trying to do
right.
their game.
Right. Well, I mean, me being a Fat Man and who I am, I don't hold my tongue for nobody and this, that, and the other. I honestly feel that, you know, I've dealt with the hip-hop roots before. I've dealt with them before and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? And I've had people tell me one thing and do another. You know what I mean? That's just like, I'm not afraid to say names because I can say the shit right in front of them in their face. My man J.R. B-Box told me one thing one night and then did another. You know what I'm saying? When I got up
right,
there to perform
right.
and everything like this, this is when I was starting my group, the Fat Boys, and I was looking for a beatbox. I guess either we wasn't on point like he expect we was or anything like that. My thing is this, and this is the reason why I brung that up. All you artists out there, when you got people like Sly Cat, myself, and we're doing things and everything and trying to make things happen, I get tired of dealing with the artist that got his nose up in the fucking air and figure he can't come to my level or my music ain't good enough for him to get on or anything like that there. I get tired of dealing with an artist that I'm inviting to my studio, to my radio show, to give him some plug and show him some love, and you play me the hell off as if you don't need me. No, player, I don't need you. I'm trying to help
right.
you. You know what I'm saying? And this is what I get, and I'm just speaking, and I'm speaking right now, Sly Cat, out of experience of what I done been through. Because, see, people don't know. People think that Fat Man just hosts radio shows and that I don't have music. I got a lot of damn music. I've traveled with the best and I've toured with the best. But when I come to a lot of these cats and I go, yo, man, let me get up and do a song, they look at me up and down and go, Fat Man, you got to be serious. And I'm like, no, motherfucker, I am serious. And this, that, and the other. I'm going to bring the pain. I'm going to shut this shit down. You know what I'm saying? But we as
right, artists, right, right.
No one here in Vegas has put Vegas on the map yet. Stop walking
exactly.
around like your nose is in the air. Stop walking around like you too good to get on somebody's track. This is why California, Atlanta, New York, everybody else progresses better than we do. Why? Because they're not afraid to let the little homie around the corner get on the track. They're not afraid to pull in that other group across town to get on the track. They do it in unison. It's unity. We got too much individuality out here in Vegas. Am I right or wrong?
Nah, yeah, you know what, you're absolutely right. And, you know, I mean, and we got too much hate for the culture. Like, there's too many corporations, there's too many people of power in Las Vegas that does not want this culture to exist, that doesn't want this music to be around. You know, unless you are a marquee artist that's going to, you know, be a Rick Ross or somebody that's going to come to their casino and make them a lot of money, They don't care about what we do. We got to make it known that what we do has some equity, it has some value. And the only way that we can make it have value is by us not depreciating the value.
Right. Right, exactly, exactly. Well, my thing is, what I'm working on right now, Sly, me and Sly Cat, just in case everybody don't know, me and Sly Cat have been talking, we've been chopping it up and everything, you know what I'm saying? And we're about to do some cross promoting and everything.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? We're about to make sure. I'm trying to get my dude Vic on the phone right now. Vic has just as many venues as Sly Cat has in San Diego as Sly Cat has out here in Las Vegas. I'm about to make this connection now so Sly Cat can get Las Vegas artists to San Diego, and San Diego artists can come to Vegas. This is what this is all about. It's about growing. It's about growing between each other. And it's damn sure about networking, because you got to move around to get down to see what's going on around you.
Yeah,
it's,
that's right.
There's more shit going on. There's more shit going on outside of Vegas than it is in Vegas.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to everybody that's listening right now. I'm trying to get my man Vic VSP to call in and everything. So Slycat, kind of give everybody a little synopsis of who you have that come out and perform every week. Like I said, I know we got my man Chops on the other line and shit. Big shout out to my man Chops. He holding on. That little dude,
big
he job. Gets up there, man. The first night I seen him get up there and do his thing, man, He reminded me of a 2013 Will Smith, but only the street version. You know what I'm saying? Because he got up there with his, you know, he got up there with his rhymes and this and the other, and he had punchlines, he had wit. You know what I'm saying? Some of it was funny, some of it made sense.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was kind of comical and everything like that. But yet and still, he still delivered a point of what he was talking about. You know what I mean? So kind of tell everybody, man, Who should they be checking for? Sly Cat's list of who you should be checking for in Las Vegas.
Man, Leroy Chops has definitely got to be on my list, man. Because I mean, when I saw that brother perform, it was just refreshing to see, you know, the punchlines, like you said, the wit and everything that he has that he brings to the table. Grand Prize Boogie doing their thing. My boy Mouthpiece doing his thing. Jack T. Frost, another good artist that's got a lot of potential. My boy Big Reeze.
Now that's the white boy.
Big Reeze is on the show.
White boy,
ain't it?
Hold on.
Yeah.
that's the white boy, ain't it?
Yeah, that's him.
Jack Frost. Hold on,
Jack Frost.
I went to a show. Hold on. This was the only show that I know that's diverse that has white boys getting up there performing with these brothers and holding their own. I've never seen that shit before. And that's just real
shit. Oh,
yeah.
It's versatile, for real.
You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my man, Big Reese. I know the night I met Big Reese, you know, he's definitely doing his thing and things like that. This is, you know, people that they need to check for and everything like that. But listen, everybody, yo, we're going to take a quick break. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I think this is my man Vic on the line. Hold on. Yo, Vic.
Yo, what's going on, Mr. Fat Man?
Yo, what's going on, Vic, man? Yo, Vic, check this out, man. I'm going to be real quick because I know you're at a wedding. Everybody who's listening on the phone right now, this is my man Vic, VSP, out there in San Diego, Chula Vista, doing the damn thing. He's at a wedding right now, having a good time. I didn't want to disturb you, but I needed you. I got your message on my wall, Vic, that you were trying to get your dude out here to perform on some venues out here in August. All right? Now,
oh, yeah,
on the other line, I say what?
Yeah, my homeboy Monty Bush from Sacramento.
All right. Well, listen, man, I got my dude Slycat on the line right now, and I want you two to link up because Slycat has venues that you can send your people to, and you got venues that Slycat can send his people to. So I want to introduce you to Slycat. This is Vic. Vic, this is Slycat.
What's
going on,
brother? Slycat?
How you feeling?
What it do? What it do? How's everybody?
You, how's the wedding going? You enjoying the wedding?
Well, yeah, we're on the way to it right now. I have to get gotta get Dapper Dandy and shit real quick. But
I don't dress as
nice and neat in them suits like Batman and shit. But I gotta put something on to look nice.
You know, it's gotta be fresh and clean.
It's all good. It's all good. In case y'all don't know, Vic VSP does one of the biggest hip hop shows every summer called No CEO, all right? Last year he had like over 80 artists on one. That was just one day. That was just the first day he had 80 artists on one stage. We partied from 11 o'clock in the afternoon to fucking 4 o'clock in the morning, man, with nothing but artists. DJ Cool Beans was on the ones and twos. I was hyping the show. You know what I'm saying? This is how we get down. But I need you two to connect up on Facebook so y'all can get this cross-country promotion, man, and start getting these artists put on and everything and really get this money. You are the only two guys that I trust that got love for to do this shit.
Let's do it.
Hey, Slycat, hit me up on Facebook. They blocked me, so I can't add people no more. I get getting close to 5,000 friends, and they're hating on me now. So,
I definitely hook you up. And you know, I get your contact from Fat Man, so we can sit down and we can just do a little conference call. You know what I mean?
Yeah, most definitely. And if you can make it out here to San Diego on the 13th of coming up, Fat Man's gonna be hosting a show and he's gonna be performing at one of my VSP Sunday Summer shows and also the Hip Hop Tuesday show I got going on. He's gonna be out here and
we're doing a live remote. We're putting all of those San Diego artists on and all those Sacramento artists on. So y'all look for the live remote, y'all, coming up next month.
Hey, that's a good day for me. I got a court case there, so I might be celebrating that night. Sounds good.
All right. Hell yeah, yeah. August 11th and August 13th. Hell yeah. I got P. Dot Freeze from Vegas coming too, and it's gonna be Vegas and San Diego and Bay Area all together in one show, Unity and shit.
Cool.
Well, that's right.
Yeah,
well,
we're
gonna let you. We're going to let you keep it pushing, man. I'm going to slide up your locker number, man, and this, that, and the other. Make sure he hits you up. I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to text you his number, Vic. Make sure that y'all make that connection, man, sometime next week, all right?
All right, let's do it. Thanks a lot, brother. You guys have a great day, and big ups, everybody.
You too. Pleasure meeting you, my brother.
God bless,
all right,
God bless Vic.
Man.
You be careful out there, player.
All right, man.
Let's get him.
All right. Yeah. So that's how it goes down. That's how it goes down here on Unsigned Hype. You see what I'm saying? We just made a cross-country connection. Now we're about to get Las Vegas artists out there in San Diego, Sacramento, and we're about to get Sacramento artists to come out here and bless the stage with Slycat and Leroy Chops and everybody else that we could get on board and everybody else that we could get on stage. But right now, I'm going to put my man Slycat on hold so we can pay some bills and everything, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to be right back, y'all, with more The Unsigned Hype Show live from Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We just out here getting faded, y'all.
Oh, yeah. Young Nino, Chinapico, Carlito, Scarface, Al Pacino, Bumbido, Pimp C, RP, though. I goes deep in that Damarino. She wanna be the one. to my own single. Break apart, no future, Miss Cleo. Snap back, automatic reload. Flyer than a f***ing beetle, you can't beat them. Vampire, your evening. I pop up and eat lunch, leave you on the semen. Don't believe it? Stripe like a f*** leader. The gun Selena, give it fever, fever. Real hot, put it in pot, take a shot higher than the tube stop. Use a bop, give me top top as I load the wop. Many say I'm fly, but to her, I'm God. I'm faded, 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 man. 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 I'm faded, faded, and I don't give up. Something in my tucks, yeah, I make it rain, dear, cause I'm all about my bucks. Use her, but I'm in the front, up in her, and I put it in her, all in one putt putt. Super make nasty. Why you make loving when the call me daddy? Pimp, no caddy. She wish she never had me. Treat her like a dog. Call her classy. Young savvy. Smell like Cincinnati. Above average. Fly like I'm Aladdin. They bend backwards. Don't throw the pussy at them. I'm Ben Wallace. Dunk up in your basket. Balls in the air. No games, I'm serious. Double dare. There's too many why these wanna stir. Pat Ron up in here and this ain't no beer. I'm faded, faded, yeah, faded, man. I'm faded, 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 and I don't give up. Mama, there go that monster. Abracadabra, magic dancer. My mother doctor said I need a doctor. So I called house, now I am a pill popper. Faded like skinnies, young money we winning. I told her if I change, she won't get a penny. Milking it, pregnant, bringing home the bacon. I'm this piggy, loaded like a semi. Send me naked pictures, she knows my she call it Richard. Prior to me, I had to stick my thumb in. One time, smell my finger, make you vomit. Flyer than the hornet, the shoe fit, I warn it. She tried to, can't beat it, join it. Punchy, poochy, that what she call it. Flag, scarlet, I killed it, marn it. Bait it, bait it, bait it. I'm faded, faded, faded,
faded,
yeah.
I'm faded,
faded, faded,
faded,
I'm faded, 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 I'm faded, 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 I'm faded, 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 and I don't give up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got your boy Fat Man up in here. That was my man Tiger, and I'm faded. You know what I'm saying? 307 out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. What's popping, y'all? We got the Unsigned Hype Show. We got my man on the line. You know what I'm saying? We've been sitting here chopping it up with my man Sly Cat and this, that, and the other. He's been kind of letting us know what's been going down and everything and stuff like that. So, Sly Cat, what do you have on? What do you have on your what do you have on your plate next?
Well, I'm doing, you know, the Bar 702 that jumps off on Sundays.
Okay.
You know, if you want to check it out, 3355 Spring Mountain Road, cross street is Polaris.
Right.
You know, the Wednesday joint at Hard Rock, and I'm working on a couple of projects right now that are in the works. So, you know,
okay.
I'm trying not to spread myself too thin right now.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, listen. Before I end this call, man, and everything, and I do appreciate you coming by, man, and chopping it up with us, man, and shedding some light on what's going on and everything, I want you to kind of sum this up, man, because I know we were talking about, you know, artist presentation, when they get up on stage, how they uphold themselves and things like that. You don't really want nobody up in there cursing. You want people to come with their radio edits and everything like that. If there's an artist out there listening to us right now that wants to get a Sly Cat to try and get on your Wednesday night venue or your Sunday night venue, how should they approach you? What should they come with? What credentials should they have that's going to make you become interested in them instead of them being interested in you?
Well, you know what, I think, you know, first of all, they got to have passion for what they do. And, you know, sometimes
mm-hmm.
I can I see brothers that just want to get up there and think that it's just a little cipher and freestyle type situation. Is nah, we want professional music. You know, the content obviously has got to be right. You know, no cursing, mm-hmm. none of that craziness. It's the hard rock. You know what I mean? So it is what it is. Unfortunately, you know, right. this is what we got to deal with. And you know, just you know, somebody that's going to respect that and respect the venue and the establishment. And if you're interested in being in Recess, you can hit me up at welovesly@gmail.com. Send me three of your tracks that you want to perform that particular night or sometime in the near future. And, you know, leave your artist name if you want to throw a bio in there so I can get some summary on you, a picture, whatever. welovesly@gmail.com, and then I'll go through that, make sure your contact number is there so I can respond back to you, get in contact with you, and we can immediately get you in the system.
Okay. All right. All right. All right. And if there's some advice, is there any advice that you would give these artists? Even as you being an artist,
I think the best advice that I can give any artist is to be yourself and not to be yourself, but at the same time, you know, not always just rely on. Don't think that you can't do club music or you can't do radio single music or this is going to represent you in the wrong way. I mean, you know, at the end of the day. You know, it's like being a basketball player, you know what I'm saying? If you're good with your right hand, that's cool. But if somebody can defend that, you always got to have that left hand that you can go to the basket with. So, you know, you just got to just be universal. I mean, you know what's going on. You know the people that are winning. And, you know, right. you don't have to sacrifice your integrity. But right. just know that certain things are appropriate and certain things are not. I mean, it's really common sense.
Yeah, it's really self-explanatory. You know what I'm saying, and everything. So.
Yeah, self-explanatory, and just don't give up either. You know, just keep pushing, pushing what you're doing. Just perfect it and make it as good as you can make it.
Exactly. Well, listen, Slycat, I appreciate you being on, man, and I know me and you have a meeting at Monday at 7:00, and we will definitely sit down, chop this up, so we can give. To take this to the next level, to take these artists to the next level. Artists, you're going to have to get your game. You're going to have to get your shit together. You're going to have to step your game up now because now that Fat Man and Slycat is linking up together, now we're getting ready to take you on a worldwide trip and on a worldwide tour. You don't know how many resources Slycat has. That's just what I'm saying. A good man and a good promoter never lets nobody see his whole cards. You never let nobody see you sweat. You never let your right hand know what your left hand is doing. You know what I'm saying? So you artists, stay tuned because we got some stuff coming for y'all once we sit down and make this connection and get a solid foundation of where we're going to go. Things is about to switch up. We're not gonna stop y'all from having fun. We want y'all to have a good time and everything. We just want to be able to finally put together that Las Vegas club tour that's been also needed for so many years. I honestly think that Slycat is in the position to finally put that together and make that happen. We just have to come along and play along and go accordingly, act accordingly, and be professional to make him look good so he can get other venues, which he will open up the doors for other artists. This goes in a full circle. This even goes for Vic, VSP, out there in Sacramento, in San Diego. You guys don't know who all I know that I can make a phone call and send you out there to go do a show and this, that, and the other. And you'll get paid. And we're talking about making sure artists getting paid. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Artists got to stop thinking small-minded and thinking exposure. Get up on your internet game. Your internet game is your exposure. Get out there on that strip and sell yourself. You're supposed to sell yourself like a product. Just like you go to Burger King and you buy a burger, or you go to the store and you buy that soap to wash your behind, that's a product. Sell yourself and your music as a product. You will go a lot further. Trust me.
And fam, man, I just want to let you know, man, I really appreciate this, and I appreciate everything you're doing for the city. And a big shout out to all the artists that are out there doing their thing and bringing the A game, man. And this is a great opportunity, man. That's why I took some time aside for this, because I think that, you know, it's needed. And you're doing a really good job, man, all right?
Man, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. I can't wait to link up with you so we can really get this damn thing cracking.
Let's get it, man. See you on Monday.
Let's get it, man. So I'll see you on Monday, player. All right, man.
All right.
You need me, I'll probably see you tomorrow night. But other than that, I will see you on Monday at 7 o'clock, bro.
All right, much love.
All right, man. Yeah. That was my man, Sly Cat, man. The super promoter out here and everything. You know what I'm saying? He's doing it real big. He's putting brothers on. He's making sure the brothers be seen and be heard. Right now, we're going to jump right into this next interview. We're going to get right into this guy. We was talking about this guy earlier today on the phone and everything like that. I told you the first time I seen him up on stage, you know what I'm saying, he caught my attention. He made sure he held my attention. He reminds me of the hood Will Smith, you know what I'm saying? Everybody remember when Will Smith was coming out, you know what I'm saying? Parents just don't understand and everything like that. Well, my man Leroy Chops, he kind of got that type of edge, but only he's a little bit deeper, a little more street with his swag. So with no further ado, y'all, I'd like to introduce you to y'all on the phone right now. It's my man Leroy Chops. Leroy, you there?
Yeah, what's really goody, though, man?
Man, what's really popping, though, Leroy? Man, matter of fact, I know you got so much to say right now. I'm going to just shut up and give you the floor and let you introduce yourself and let everybody know, and you tell everybody what you about. Go ahead, bro.
Hey, man, look, you know what I'm saying? Like, good looking, fat man, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, putting your boy on. But, like, for everybody who don't know, I go by the name of Leroy Chops, you know what I'm saying, representing, you know, mercenaries and kill off, you feel me? You know, we all out here just, you know, grinding. I mean, like, a lot of people ain't really, like, fucking with this local shit, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, like, my bad, I don't know if I can curse on the radio, you know what I'm saying? But, like,
yeah,
I heard y'all
good,
say motherfucker.
You good,
so I'm like,
you good, don't even trip about it, don't even trip about it. I got that, that's why I pay the cost to be the boss, player.
I feel you on that.
You know what I mean? So, listen, man, kind of take everybody on a, little 3-hour tour like Gilligan's Island about Leroy Chops and what he about, where he been, where he going.
Oh, man, you know, where I'm going, I'm just rising to the top, bro. It's like real shit. But at the same time, I want the whole city to rise with me, you feel me? Like, it's not just like Leroy Chops, you know what I'm saying? Like, the whole city got talent out here, you feel me? Like, everybody got bars, everybody slapping, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's
right.
Just sleeping on everybody else, because I believe everybody got these egos, you smell me? So, like, you know,
right.
But I mean, like, not everybody got it, though, you know, you got to go deep, you feel me? Like, I'm like a type of artist that's going to move around, like, at shows and shit.
Uh-huh.
Like, really, the people, like, I'm all types of artists, like, even if I just first heard you. You feel me? Like, that's mad dope. Like, for the fact that I just heard you, you got me juking in the crowd, bro. Like, you feel me? Yeah, like, that's hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm thinking hip hop. Look, I'm like, I'm going back. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel you on, like, you know, call me the young freshman. You know, Will Smith coming through. You know what I'm saying? I just don't iRobot anybody. You feel me? But I mean, like, I just be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody got mad skills out here, mad talent. Everybody's dope, you know what I'm saying? But I just believe, like, more artists just need to connect, you feel me? And I'm trying to be one of
right.
them artists to actually move that shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, doing
right.
shows, doing features. Like, I like way to make beats, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? So, like,
mm-hmm.
I get everybody connected, you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't necessarily got to fuck with me, but I'm saying, like, you know, fuck with the homies, too. You know what I'm saying? Because the homies
right.
be dope,
right.
too. And I mean, your homies be
right.
dope too. I like to track with your homies too. You feel me? Like, it'd be like that type of situation, you know?
Right.
But
so we've all talked about it, this and the other. Do you feel that? I mean, every artist kind of feels the same way. But I'm gonna ask you, how do you feel about? Do you feel it's not enough unity out here in Vegas? Do you feel that we're kind of like the Walking Dead out here? We just kind of pass each other by and acknowledge each other when we're doing these little shows. We don't really stay around and support one another or anything like that. Are you feeling the same way? Because that's the way I feel.
Yeah, man, you know what, I agree, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people don't really be fucking with people, but when they do, it's like they do it on a lightweight tip, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You know, some usage shit, you know what I'm saying? But then, like, people gonna recognize that right after and then back smack the hell out of you, you know what I'm saying? Snap your skull one time. Like, we'll be like that out here, you know what I mean? But, I mean, like, I think really, yeah, not a lot of people like to connect, because you know what, people do just walk by people and just be like, you know what? Cats just want to be like, have this little egotistic feel like, I'm better than you, man. Like, yeah, you're dope, but I think I'm doper. But in reality, like, you might be garbage, but people just like fucking with you because you show the same love. But at the same time, it's like, we realize deep in the game how you is. Like, after we following you for a little bit, we like, oh shit, like, you really ain't really about the game or like hip hop or nothing like that, you know. Most people want to just end up being like, yo, I just want to fuck with this cat so I can get on this type of shit, on this type of stage. This right here, I want to be up in this stage just fucking with this cat, you know what I'm saying? Like, I fucks with, like, shout out to the homie Vic, you know what I'm saying? Like, I fucks with San Diego and Sacramento. I got boys out in Sacramento, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, like, you know, they came out here to Vegas and showed love, too, you know, Sacramento and the Thomas and shit. Shout out to Zeus and Nicotine. But I mean, like, they all came out here. And, like, you know, shit down, you feel me? And we show mad love, you know what I'm saying? And they done the same thing. They brought my boy Trey Boyd. He's out there to Sacramento and, like, you know, got it flopping too, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, like, we can do that. Unite, like, everywhere, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't necessarily have to be out of state. It can be local too, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody thinks they just big-headed, like, oh, I don't need this cat because we in the same city. Like, man, but y'all want to get it. Y'all trying to call up Dizzy, though, right? Like, y'all some weird beard cats, yo. Like, Trillion, you might as well just keep that tube sock in your mouth, you feel me? Like, that's just how it be, like, just coming from my point of view, you feel me?
Okay. Okay. Well, then, if that's the case, then what do you think that Las Vegas is missing in the artist community?
Leroy Chops. No, I'm just playing. No. you know, like, I feel like, you know, they just really missing, like, just the essence of what we all started really doing this shit, you feel me? Unless you one of them cats that just want to start rapping just because the homie doing it. You feel me? Like, people, we love this shit. We love this music shit in general. It doesn't necessarily have to be hip-hop. It could be R&B. It could be rock. You know, it could be neo-soul. You know what I'm saying? Like, Badu Jug, you know what I'm saying? Like, it could be a white girl wearing a fucking turban doing R&B soul jug. You know what I'm saying? And it's still dope. Like, but I mean, like, people need to stick to, I feel like, you know, people need to stick to what's the reason why they got into it, you feel me? That's why I'm trying to broaden that back up, you feel me? Like, we are having fun. Yeah, like, my music, it's mainly a conversation with me. Like, you just mainly just listen to me. It's one of those conversations where you kind of, like, take the second just to listen to the homie, you know what I'm saying? And then you respond out. Like, that's my type of music that I'm making, you know what I'm saying? So more people could have, like, a little better. But at the same time, you know, like, I don't know if people still be sleeping on me.
Oh yeah, but, I mean, everybody's gonna sleep on. Everybody's gonna sleep on somebody. You know what I'm saying? One thing that I want to ask you about, and I know this is something, it's kind of a pet peeve of mine. Whatever happened, and do you believe in getting out and creating your street buzz? Whatever happened to artists getting out and creating the street buzz, getting out and networking, getting out and I guess you could say shaking hands and kissing babies on the cheek. You know what I'm saying? Whatever happened to that? Is it getting to where, do you feel, Chops, are artists getting to where they see that they're beneath that now?
Like, wait, what you mean, like, individually going out and, like, talking to people?
I mean, individually, you know, that's just like perfect example. I'll use myself as an example. When I first got out here to Vegas, the first thing I did was I hit the streets. I hit all the local magazines and newspapers and this, that, and the other to let them know that Fat Man was in town all the way from the 313. By the time I got done, I had a street buzz going on around Las Vegas. I ain't even had a song out yet.
Oh, yeah, man, like, yo, that, like, that's one of the main things out in hip-hop, you feel me? Like, that we missing, and it's in general, you know what I'm saying? Like, nobody's going out there, like, really promoting themselves. They keep thinking they can leave it up to somebody else, you feel me? like that right. type of Grammy just was. I mean,
right.
I dig it, but at the same time, you got to put in the effort too because you're the artist. It's your music. This is what you put in out. Where's your word on it? I'm tired of hearing somebody else about it. Let's hear your work and hear your word. You feel me? Like, let's see where you went with it. That's just how I feel.
Right, right, right. Okay, now, going to that. Because in this game, sometimes all you have is your word. How important to you is a man keeping his word with you in this music game, in this music industry?
Hey, man, all I know is I got my word and my balls, you feel me? If they can't take my words, take my balls in the face. It's either one, you feel me? Like, that's, it's like, most people can't take it unless you're showing forth. If you're not showing forth of your word, like, if you just bullshitting one of them cats that, like, yeah, there's a lot of people that are some fake, funky shit, you know, water tie flip-flopping ass, you know, Wendy's making chicken and fries and all that type cats out here thinking that they're not really doing nothing. They not serving sacks. They serving, like, you know, wacky packs, bros at Sonic, you smell me?
Right.
Like, I'm saying
right.
that type of just, like, them cats, I feel it. They just on some, like, fake funky shit because they want to make, they think they can do it. They think they can do it because they have this little ego. But, I mean, real
right.
artists that's going out and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, they really finna speak on their shit and really show forth in their work. If you really actually get to know an artist, you know what I'm saying? Like, get to know them as a person. Like, you know, oh, yeah,
mm-hmm.
like, this cat, like, you have a conversation because most artists, they could, some might push you away because, like, you looking at them like they higher than you, then that's going to boost their ego, you feel me? That's when you get the
mm-hmm.
feeling like you might want to them. But you'll get those artists, too, that's going to, like, you say one thing and they're going to sit there and chop it up for you with, like, more than 5 minutes, more than 15 minutes, you feel me? And, like, you really get to know
mm-hmm.
the artist and be like, oh, wow, like, I really understand your music a lot more better, you feel me? Like,
right.
what happened to that? I feel you on that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I agree. Like, what the fuck happened to that jig, man?
Right.
Not hip hop.
Right.
Like, we making this white
mm-hmm.
pop music, and we not doing that. But people trying to look at
right.
it like it is, man. Like, A Tribe Called Quest said it fresh, you feel me? Like, back in the day, like, straight up, like, nah, man. Like, record company people like Shady and, like, motherfucking, like, Lame.
Yeah. Actually. Rule number 4,080, record companies
right.
are shady. You know what I'm saying? And now that you brought that up, I'm glad you brought that up, Leroy. Tonight on, you know, tonight on VH1, if it's, I think it's VH1 or MTV, tonight I think at 8 o'clock or 10 o'clock, they're having the Tribe Called Quest story on there, the reason why they broke up, what they were doing on tour and everything like that. My thing is, when you're in this game, you have to soak up everything that is hip-hop if that's what you're trying to do. The question I want to ask you is that, do you feel that every artist that you run into or every artist that you meet already thinks that they're Jay-Z status?
Yes. But get the fuck out of here. You ain't even heard my track. I ain't even heard your track, but just the way you're talking, like, let me hear you spit some bars. Spit a written. Let me, like, just, like, no, man. Like, yeah, everybody be thinking that. I swear. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Like,
I get a lot of people, you know, to be like, well, you know, oh, Fat Man, I ain't never heard you spitting this, that, and the other. Okay, well, then go check out my Reverb Nation. I am not performing for you out here on the street like this so you can feel that you're gonna either embarrass me or try and make me feel like that wasn't hot enough, my bars wasn't hot enough or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? If you wanna see me spit, I'm gonna tell you something that KRS-One told me long time ago, you know what I'm saying? He told me, he said, man, I'm tired of seeing MCs go, you know, flow for flow. Let's see who can go show for show. That's what I'm talking about. I don't give a damn how you can freestyle. I don't give a damn how tight your battling is and this, that, and the other. If you can't get up in front of that crowd and perform and hold their attention and give them a show, make them feel like they got their money's worth, get out of my face with that.
Exactly. Like, you putting on a show. Like, this is how I feel, man, especially when I perform, you know what I'm saying? Like, You go there to perform, bruh. You're entertaining a crowd. A crowd is watching you. They have your full attention. But then if you as an artist is going to be like, yo, am I going to show bars and have everybody pay attention to me and vibe with me and rock with me and get this crowd participation popping? Or are you going to be one of them artists who's like, I'm just spitting my shit. I don't care if I stumble on my words. And I don't care if everybody in the crowd start getting in their own conversation. Start Instagramming myself talking about, yo, lame-ass rappers be like, you rapping. And then right there, you feel me? Like, that's just DJ Quasi. Ass lame, bro. And I'm like, man, I'm tired of that. Like, nigga, that's why right. I go up there and I'm showing a show. Like, bro, this is, like, majority of my jump-offs either be, like, free to, like, $10 to $20 jump-offs, you know what I'm saying? Like, I get them venues type shit. And I'm like, yo, that's mad dope. So whether or not you getting just 20, 15, 10, 5, 2, a penny or free, like, worth of a performance, you finna get some epic for you to be like, yo, this cat was dope. How come he's not really getting paid for this shit? And, like, that's just, right. like, one thing I'm looking at, like, yo, that's tight to hear. But I'm not really in it for that like that, you know what I'm saying? I'm in it for the love of hip-hop, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Right, and it's a difference. It's a big difference from being in it for the love.
Yo, he bad dope. I'm like, yeah. Like, it don't hurt to hear that. I'm like, yo, that's cool as fuck. Somebody actually feels like, yo, I should get paid, man, more. And if that happens, that happens, you know what I'm saying? But I'm like, yo, I know I'm still taking my time and perfecting my craft and my art, you know?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Well, listen, Leroy, man, we're gonna take a quick break, man, and pay some bills. I'm going to put you on hold, man. We'll be right back with you in just a second. Yo, everybody, you listening to your boy, Fat Man, you know what I'm saying, all the way from Las Vegas, Nevada, to 702. We've been sitting here chopping it up with my man, Leroy Chops, one of the hottest local artists out here in Las Vegas. Just before that, we had chopped it up with my man, Sly Cat, you know what I'm saying, who is one of the most hard-working promoters out here. He already got two venues where he's putting these artists on, letting them be seen, letting them be heard. You know what I'm saying? If y'all want to talk to Leroy Chops, ask questions, hit us up, 347-884-8810. You know what I'm saying? Hit us up. Like I said, 347-884-8810. We are talking to Leroy Chops, one of the hottest unsigned artists out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And, you know what I'm saying? Leroy kind of like, he really don't give a damn what y'all think, long as his bitches love him.
I'm on that good cushion alcohol. I got some damn bitches I can call. I don't know what I would do without y'all. I'm a boss of the day I fall.
Yeah,
as
long as
my
bitches
love me. My bitches love me. Give a fuck by no hate, as long as my bitch loves me. Yeah, I can give a fuck by no nigga, as long as these bitches love me.
Put that nigga stop hating. Little tone shit got that fire. And these hoes love me like Satan, man. Yeah, fuck with me and get about it. And all she eat is dick. She's on a strict diet, that's my baby. With no makeup, she a 10. And she the best with that head, even better than Corinne. She don't want money, she wants the time we could spend. She said, cause I really need somebody. So tell me you're that somebody. Girl, I fuck who I want, and fuck who I don't. Got that A1 credit, at that filet mignon. She say, I never wanna make you mad, I just wanna make you proud. I say, baby, just make me come. Then don't make a sound.
I'm on that good cushion alcohol.
Yeah.
I got some damn bitches I can call. I don't know what I would do without y'all. I'm a boss of the day. I ball, ball, ball.
Yeah, as long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I can give a fuck by no hate, as long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me.
Yeah, I can give a fuck by no nigga, long as these bitches love me.
Real nigga, fuck these haters. These hoes got pussies like craters. Can't treat these hoes like ladies, man. Pussy money, we codeine. She say my dick feel like morphine. I hope my name tastes like sardines to these niggas. She wake up, eat this dick.
can't knock me off the hinges.
I'm on that good cushion alcohol.
Yeah.
I got some damn bitches I can call.
And
I don't know what I would do without y'all.
I don't know what I would do without
y'all. I'm a ball to the day I fall.
Yeah,
as long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me.
I can give a fuck by no hate as long as my bitch loves
me. My bitch loves me. My bitch loves
me. Yeah, I can give a fuck, bro.
I lost a few good bitches, met some more bad bitches, and I be schooling them niggas. Post for your class picture, and I kiss my ass if you hate. Getting ass on skate. Yeah, I lost a few good bitches, met some more bad bitches, and I be schooling them niggas. Post for your class picture, and I kiss my ass if you hate. I'm getting ass on skate.
I'm on that good cushion alcohol. I got some damn bitches I can call.
What's that?
I don't know what I would do without y'all.
I don't know what I would do without y'all.
I'm a ball to the day I fall.
I'm a ball.
Yeah, as long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me. My bitches love me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can give a fuck by no hate as long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me. My bitches love me.
Yeah, I can give a fuck by no nigga long as these bitches love me.
Love the way she shake it, drop it to the floor, gone earth.
quaking. Yeah.
If you know you bad, don't need no man. Got your own band, put up your hand.
If you a top notch bitch, let me holler.
Bend it over, touch it over, whip it out, show them all your bankroll. Slang it out, you're the broke whole week. Poke it out, now shout you can get it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Been here coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We're doing it real big with my man Travis Porter. You know what I'm saying? Hey, ladies. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody that's been on the show today. You know, we're sitting here chopping it up with my man right now. My man Chops, Leroy Chops, is in the house. Yo, Leroy, what's going on, man?
Hey, man, what it do? What it really do, man?
It's all good. It's all good. But listen, man, before we get up out of here, man, because I got seven other calls on the line and this and the other, man. Before we get up out of here, man, what should we be expecting from Leroy Chops within the next 3 months?
Man, so check it out. Like, I can tell you within the next 3 days, bro, or 3 weeks if you like. No, yeah, I'll extend it to 3 months. And then, like, I mean, tonight or at least midnight, Whoop de Whoop, the mixtape is finally dropping, you know what I'm saying? LeroyChops.bandcamp.com. You can go to LeroyChops.tumblr.com. It'll be on there. SoundCloud, Leroy Chops is going to be on there midnight tonight or in the morning, bro. You know what I mean. You smell me?
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to do that. I got a new video out right now. I got some more videos coming out. Shout out to the homegirl, Macklin. She got this little episode, Jump Off, come on, like, jumping out on, like, YouTube right now called Hump Day. You know, it's, like, all local artists over at Camel Hump Studios right around the corner from the Palms. You know what I'm saying? Like, shout-out to them. Shout-out to T about that. They got these, like, little webisodes jumping off, you know what I'm saying? Like, me and my boy Speaker Box, we the writers and co-writers of, like, the whole little comedy skits up on there, too. So peep that out. You feel me? That's going to be dropping soon, too. Merck's new CD finna be dropping. You know what I'm saying? Mercenary. Shout out to the homie Bono the Kid. Shout out to the homie Trick or Charmin. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Got the leather gloves with the fingers cut off. Always beating up beats and shit. What's up? Yeah, got this new project coming out with the homie Trey Voorhees and my boy Speaker Box too. You know what I'm saying? Like, see, your boy doing work. So, you know, I'm about to drop you this whole list.
Right.
But yeah, we got this new project coming out. You know what I'm saying? We just performed at Vegas Streets and my boy Trey Voorhees performed at Vegas Streets. I got on the, you know, show mad love to everybody. Shout out to DJ OMB over at Stussy, you know what I'm saying? He was DJing.
Right.
Got some new shows. Got a show coming out on the 31st. My boy Trigger Trauma performing over at Boomers.
Okay.
Which we'll call it over at. I'm about to be up on one track on there, you know what I'm saying? You know, show mad love. Come out, you know, support local artists, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody out there, you know. I catch, you know, every Wednesday. Recess popping, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm about to be snuggling my way up in there, too. So, you know, y'all going to catch me up in there again. Bar 702 be popping on Sundays. You know what I'm saying? Insomnia Hookah Lounge, like, bumfuck Egypt Henderson out there, you know what I'm saying? The Hookah Lounge, shout-out to them. You know, we getting on out there, too, you know what I'm saying? Like, we moving, you know what I'm saying? Like, we all got this. We got these venues popping, man. People starting to recognize faces and, you know, like, show mass support. But I mean, like, we want everybody to come out, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Act like a rock show is a Miley Cyrus show and come out and support, you know what I'm saying? We ain't on Disney, but I mean, like, we out here in your city. So come on, show some love, you feel me? Like, yeah, have fun, you know what I'm saying? It's hip-hop. Everybody groove out, jig out, you know what I'm saying? My boy T-Rap got a show out on Sunday, though. This Sunday, you know, popping off, you know, shout out to the homie Truth. But yeah, man, but definitely, yo, man, shout out to Batman. You know what I'm saying? Put me on. Let's get bros, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, fuck with Jody, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, hopefully, you know, like, y'all can, I sent you a few tracks, you know what I'm saying? Slap them up on the radio, you know?
Yeah,
so
yeah, make sure, I'm going to make sure you get with my people, man, because we haven't been getting your emails, but I'm going to make sure I transfer you the information so you can get in contact with them so they can either pull it off of your SoundCloud or y'all can make sure that y'all get the emails straight. And we will be playing Leroy Chops next week on next week's show, so y'all make sure that y'all,
stay tuned for that and everything like that. So, my man, Leroy, I appreciate you being on the show, man. If there's anything that I can do, you know what I'm saying, be a part of your shows, help you, whatever. You know Unsigned Hype, and the Fat Man has your back to the fullest, all right?
Hey, man, I appreciate that, Fat Man. You know what I'm saying? Leroy Chops, you know what I'm saying? Like, I madly appreciate that on behalf of myself, but also my teams, too, you know what I'm saying? Mercenaries, Kill Off.
Yeah.
But we all, like, we all appreciate this shit, you know what I'm saying, putting us on out here, you know what I'm saying, Unsigned Hype, you know, we definitely hyped that was unsigned and not and getting definitely slept on. We finna wake
right.
these cats
yeah,
up.
I think so, too. I think so, too. So I think the next move, I feel that the next move will be, man, will be to get your live interviews and everything like that, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that, get some, you know, get another YouTube channel popping, because I got my YouTube channel popping, Fat TV 10. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Everything. I'm getting ready to start the episodes of The Booth again. And The Booth is a show to where, you know, artists can come on and get their 15, their 5 minutes of fame and everything like that, spit their hottest 16, get a small interview.
Okay.
We post it up and we let the audience and the world be the judge. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, once again, Leroy Chops, I appreciate you coming on, man. If there's anything that I can possibly do for you, bro, you let me know, all right?
Hey, man, thank you, dog. I appreciate it, man. We definitely finna be in contact. Everybody else, yo, stay tuned. Radio's jumping, brother. Got the jams, you feel me? Like, yeah, yeah. Like, man, I fuck with you, man. Yeah, definitely. DJ Spindle.
All right, dude, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? One love, my nigga, one love. That's my dude, Leroy Chops. You know what I'm saying? It's my man, Leroy Chops. We got another caller on the line and stuff right here, 702-8050. Yo, who is this on the line?
Leroy Chops, you know who this is?
This is still Leroy Chops again, huh?
No. Leroy off the line?
Yeah, who is this?
This is Bono the Kid.
Oh, okay. Well, what's going on, Bono the Kid?
I got a call, player. I got a question for Leroy.
Oh, okay. Well,
can you hear me?
Leroy's off the line. I don't know if he can hear you. He's probably still listening to the radio show. Go ahead and state your question.
Oh, okay. I just needed to ask him, you know, being his cultural background or whatnot, what inspired him to pick up the craft that he picked up and really excel how he is excelling at it. That was just something on my mind I wanted to ask.
Okay.
If you ever do get him back on the line, that's something that I'm sure people will want to know, because I'm sure that's I'm not the only one who thought that.
Right. So big shout out to Bono the Kid. We're going to make sure that you get him on and this, that, and the other. He had a question for my man Leroy Chops. I wish I'd have known. Make sure you hit me up on Facebook, friend request me, so that way you can talk to me through Facebook. And we could have got you on there and got you on the air, man. But we appreciate you calling and everything and supporting the show, man. Please call back
this
weekend, because we will have more artists and everything like that. And if you know any artists, Bolo, or if you're an artist, make sure you get in touch with me, man, so we can get you on the show so you can get
anytime.
Your interview.
Anytime.
All right.
Good luck,
we do this every Saturday. We do this every Saturday at 2 p.m. to 4 p.m.
For sure. No doubt.
All right, bro.
Y'all stay up, man. Real appreciate it.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is. Thank you very much, bro. Yeah. I don't know. We still got all these calls coming in and this, that, and the other. Yo, we got 518-9712. Who is this?
This is Sonya Shorty by Nature. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, sweetie. I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. I just want to say, I want to give you a props for having this platform for the unsigned artists. Kudos.
Thank you. And where are you at?
I'm in Albany, New York.
Wow. Okay. So all you cats that's been on the show, you've been being heard all the way out in Albany, New York. You know what I'm saying? And everything out there. You know what I mean? What is the do you guys get a lot of shows out there in Albany for unsigned artists?
Actually, no. Not that I know of, but I can find out and throw it your way. Because we can always hear some good music.
Well, that's what we're looking for. That's what we're looking for, sweetie. That's what we're looking for. But we appreciate you being such a positive force and listening to us every week. You listen to us every week. You log on every week. You're a part of the roll call every week. And we just want to let you know that we at Unsigned Hype, we love you, and we got your back, okay?
Oh, same here, same here. Much love and respect.
All right then, sweetie. I appreciate you calling in, babe.
All right.
All right then. Bye.
Bye-bye.
So, yo, everybody, like you said, you know, Fat Man gets a lot of love. I like to thank everybody that called in today. Big shout-out to my man, you know what I'm saying, Sly Cat, to my dude Vic VSP, to my man Boski, to my dude Leroy Chops, and big shout-out, last but not least, to my girl Shorty by Nature, my girl Shorty B, who's always listening to us every week, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out everybody that was on the roll call. We got my man Da Vinci, we got my girl Tanya Smith Jacobs, we got Sheldon Martin, we also got Jazz Vegas, we also got Shorty B, we got Tiffany Natasha, and everybody else been logging on and saying, yeah, we doing it. I'm rolling with my brother from another mother, the one and only Fat Man, Detroit's finest. What? Seattle, stand up. What? Albany, New York, stand up. What? You know what I'm saying? We getting comments all over. You know what I'm saying? Miss Raina Garrett, all the way out there in Detroit. Who rolling with you? You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to everybody, you know what I'm saying, that's doing the damn thing and listening to me and everything. I'm just speechless. Today has been a wonderful show. I'd like to thank y'all for tuning in. I mean, what else to say? All I can say to all you artists that's been listening, it can be about the other man, it can be about the brother man, it can be about the man standing next to the man. But always remember, when it all boils down to it, it's all about you, just like it's all about me.
Worry about a hater? Not me. What? Turn to the max, no sleep. Yeah. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch nigga say. Everything about me.
About me.
Everything about me.
About me.
Everything about me. Everything about me.
About me.
Everything about me.
About me.
Everything about me.
Rolling, pocket swollen, riding in it like it's stolen. Weed it, hella conceited. If it ain't about money, nigga, I don't need it. Got 100 grand in my ashtray. Spent 100K on a bad day. And I'm tatted like a cholo. Nigga act crazy, my dogs go loco. Kush got me moving slow-mo. With my nigga Problem, that's my bro. Came in through the back door. 10 mil this year on a Lolo. And I'm still smoking pre-roll. Cristal done fucking with the Clico. And my bank full of zeros. Young Wizzle get fly like a hero.
Worry about a hate, not me. Turn to the max, no sleep. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch
man.
Nigga say. Everything about me.
About me.
Everything about me.
About me.
Everything about me. Everything about me.
About me.
Everything about me.
About me.
Everything about me. Why?
Problem come with them hoes like a donut.
Like a donut.
So more weed than you years ever smoked up.
What?
Big make a choke up. Like for real, no rock. But I'm feeling like a meal off a pill. Don't lock. We ain't letting no more bros in.
Bros
but
in.
For sure we'll let y'all hoes in. Cause when we pulling money out, they be loving it.
Loving
give a dick before I give a bitch my government.
What?
That's 8, I got 8 more. Super duper high, 88 floor. Unzip this, that's 8 more. Fuck a pussy, and fuck rhyming. We gon' live forever, fuck dying. Get it till it drop, fuck trying. Pedal to the metal, we flying in the fast lane. Yelling diamond.
Worry about a hater,
not me. What? Turn to the max, no sleep. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch nigga say. Everything about me,
about me.
Everything about me,
about me.
Everything about me, everything about me,
about me.
Everything about me,
about me.
Everything about me,
yeah.
Everything about me. Young wild nigga, mouth full of gold teeth. Treating babe.com like the swap meet. Going crazy on a bitch until she knock me. I'm in that hella fast whip, going top speed. Make a mess in that pussy and then she mop clean. I drop racks and she drop jeans. Smoke green as I lean, top dropping. Nigga, I am all about a buck. Falling out a truck, probably with some hoes that I just met. And yeah, they all gon' fuck. Got a man calling up a homies, blowing all them up. Trying to figure out what girl is. She probably toasted, like a champagne glass. So much money that ain't a damn thing sad. Do my damn thing in my campaign ad. Let's get straight to it, don't let a damn thing pass.
What? Worry about a hater? Not me. What? Turn to the max, no sleep. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch nigga say.
Everything about me,
about me.
Everything about me,
about me.
Everything about me,
everything about me,
about me.
Everything about me,
about me.
Everything about me.
Why?
It sound like 707 on Instagram. Oh, shit, man.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Jane, gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Nigga, 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 don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Nigga, 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 don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch. This ain't for no fuck, nigga. You a real nigga, then fuck with me. This one for the hood, nigga. Hips the bitches that shop at Lenny. Dark skinned, light skinned, Asian and white women. Hype beast, we know about you. Don't buy shoes unless they're popular. For the hoes, my nigga. That pussy popping that Magic City. Got that strong, my nigga. Then come match that shit with me. Smoking me, my nigga. Then don't pass that shit to me. This one for my niggas. And bitches buy that money.
Cash out.
Got a law, chest of bread. Them bad hoes at Onyx. I don't fuck with no snitches. So don't tell me who tellin'.
Nope.
This one for them colleges. Them bad hoes that spell. Shout out to them freshmen. On Instagram, straight flexin'. Pop the molly, I'm sweatin'. Pop the molly, I'm sweatin'. Mama always told me, boy, count your blessings.
Count them all.
In God, I trust. So I kept counting them Franklin.
I'ma do that.
I'm too sly, you know this. Let me give your ass a checklist. One gold watch, two gold chains, six gold rings, it's nuts.
God damn.
OG joints, them high socks, no shirt on, I'm stunned.
Okay.
And this song for them fuck niggas who hating on you this summer.
Fuck.
Talk shit behind your back, but won't say shit in public. Fuck.
Yeah.
Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch, nigga, nigga, nigga. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch, nigga, nigga, nigga. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch.
things get hard, but girl, you got it, there you go. Can't you tell by how they looking at you everywhere you go? Wondering what's on your mind, it must be hard to be that fine when all these motherfuckers wanna waste your time. It's just amazing, girl, and all I can say is I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Everything's adding up, you've been through hell and back. That's why you're bad as fuck and you
better am. All of them bitches, I'm better than. Mansions in Malibu, Babylon. But I never mention everything I dabble in. And I always ride slow when I'm straddling. And my shit's so wet, you gotta paddle in. Gotta rough roll, gotta roll your boat. It's Pink Friday, rockers on the RBO. Send this to pop out on the real estate. That best legal team, so that deal